and this is a dictation for Mr. Robert Montgomery, R-O-B-E-R-T-M-O-N-T-G-O-M-E-R-Y. Robert Montgomery, date of birth is 5/12/1960. Date of accident is 8/10/2022. Date of service is 9/16/2022. Mr. Montgomery has been a victim of an automobile accident. He was T-boned on a driver's side as a veteran driver, leading to severe head injury with headache, especially to the front and the vertex, with dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, equilibrium, and confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, erectile dysfunction, vomiting, as well as pain in the area of neck to the left shoulder, lower back across both knees, both hips, and both ankles and feet, radiation of pain to the both buttocks and both legs. However, patient had only some pain in the outer part or lateral part of the right forearm and thumb, which is painful and tender and numb, possibly after jarring his thumb into the dashboard. He has a difficult time walking, and he's undergoing physical therapy at the moment. It is just had his MRI, and they'll be discussed. The patient is 99/71, pulse is 73, pulse ox is 100. In the history of presenting illness, patient has a pain level 8 on a scale of 1 to 10 in general, but it can be 10 in the lower back, 7 to 8 in the neck. In the shoulder, left shoulder is 8, but the maximum angle is 90 degrees. In the right side, it is only 6, with the maximum ability to do abduction is 100 degrees. His ADLs are gravely affected to the tune of 9 to 10 as follows. Walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life are affected 10. Irregularity and mood is affected 8. Patient does report 60% improvement in his pain due to the pain medications and also physical therapy and the DMEs. In the system review, patient reports his ongoing headaches, which are severe, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. His present budget is lessened than from the time of accident. And also, he has no vision disturbance or double vision, but his ears are ringing on both sides. Difficulty sleeping, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium is reported, confusion and slight disorientation is reported, lack of focus, and loss of memory is reported, anxiety is reported. He does not have any vision disturbance, double vision, or spots in the vision, blackout, or seizures. In the pain and numbness, his pelvic, hip, both hips, lower back, neck are all hurting, both the shoulders, as follows. There is a stiffness in both the shoulders, neck, and the lower back, as well as decreased range of motion of the both shoulders. He also has a severe pain in the neck, both shoulders,
and lower back,
in the right elbow, and both hips and both knees, with moderate difficulty walking. In the GI, patient has incontinence of the bowels, but denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GI, patient has incontinence of the urine, but no frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, often shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports that the pain has slightly improved, and oscillation, nothing in the weight loss, no other trauma, other than the one on August 10, 2020. In substance abuse, patient utilizes marijuana for pain relief, complies, the patient has full, he's fully compliant with management protocol. again his differences in the physical in the physical examination record is 99 over 71, 173, 100, and the rest of the physical number 0829-105. These are through a copy and paste for diagnosis and physical examination involving central review and musculoskeletal and extremities examination. Thank you. The plan of care is as follows. The patient has been provided with various DME products. He has been provided a cervical pillow to rest easy, quad cane for walking comfortably because he has a TBI and a rollator walker so that he doesn't fall while walking. This is being provided for precautionary. He also was given neck brace, back brace, and a cervical traction device and a tense unit. And he should be able to find some comfort. Medication-wise, he has been provided with Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day. Flexural, Protonix, Xanax, 1 milligram twice a day for sleep. Lyrica is provided for comfort with the neuropathic pains. Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for the relief of headaches. Fortran is provided to help with the tropical pain. He is being referred to a neuropsych evaluation and treatment to identify the brain trauma. He has been also been provided a Onlux and photo biomodulation device for infrared system for the back and the neck to help him with the treatment protocol. He's been referred to neurology field of his own choice and continuing all the medication. His MRIs have been reviewed. They are available. And they show that in cervical MRI, there is a very mild diffuse disc ossified complex and facet hypertrophy, C23, C34, with a moderate canal stenosis of 7 millimeter, herniated disc at C34, and a diffuse disc ossified complex. At C45, there is a mild spinal canal stenosis of 8 millimeter, diffuse disc ossified complex, mild narrowing of the neural foramina bilaterally. C56, there is a small broad-based right central foramina disc ossified complex overlying a diffuse ossified complex and a mild narrowing of the left neural foramina. A disc diffuse disc ossified complex with the mild narrowing of the right and moderate narrowing of the left neural foramina. Patient is advised to consider at least 3 to 4 epidural injection for cervical region due to the finding, and if the pain continues, injections to the facet joint and the facet joints in the cervical region. Regarding the MRI of the lumbar region, the patient has a herniated disc at L5-S1, causing essentially no mass effect on the thecal sac and no canal stenosis. There is also some facet hypertrophy on L4-L5. The patient is advised to have a lumbar epidural steroid injection times 2 or 3 to bring relief in the lower back to avoid surgery and improve the ADLs and decrease the need for surgery. He also is found to have a bilateral sacroiliac joint inflammation with a positive Faber test and Gonsalin test, and an injection of the sacroiliac joint is also advised bilaterally. And if pain relief is not obtained with the epidural injection, further facet joint injection have been advised to him. Shoulder injections can also be done if you have a difficult time doing an operation. End of dictation. Thank you. You'll be seen in 30 days.